Proclamation number 7928, dated the June 26, 1961. Reason for painful strokes of fate. I will still create many opportunities for you before the end, which shall enable you to find the path to me. Time and again I will reveal myself to you, though often in a painful manner, yet you shall always recognize that you are unable to determine your own destiny. You shall always recognize a power above yourselves which intervenes in your life, and harshly so if there is no other option, in order to pull you back from the abyss towards which you are blindly striving. I want to save you, and all my admonitions and warnings bear no fruit. This is why every so often I have to treat you harshly and inflict pain on you. I have to take your most precious possession on earth away from you. I have to inflict death and disease on you. You will have to be struck by all kinds of misfortunes because you don't believe in a power to which you owe your life. And there will be more and more instances when I will tear people apart, when death will come marching, when disasters will abruptly end people's lives. I will manifestly show myself, yet only be recognized by the willing person who will then find his way to me and can no longer go astray. The end is coming ever closer, and thus my love, wisdom and might will still also have to frequently intervene. Time after time humanity has to be shown the transience of earthly things anew. They have to come to realize the triviality of their aspired goals, and as a result will often have to suffer physically and psychologically, but they shall always also receive help if they turn to me and appeal for my support in their adversity. And their fellow human beings, too, shall consider that they could suffer the same fate and realize that they don't live on this earth for earthly life's sake. Every stroke of fate can result in making other people think and question whether their own way of life corresponds to God's will, if they believe in a God. Each stroke of fate can help people to believe if they turn to me, and through my obvious help will also be able to recognize me. Thus you, who receive my word, should explain to your fellow human beings my occasional interventions in people's lives which appear harsh and cruel. Explain to them that I will use all means in order to win people over for me, and that I will not stop expressing myself, for every misfortune is an expression of myself which can happen to anyone, yet it only ever intends to turn their thoughts into my direction. For there is only little time left, and you humans merely pay attention to the world but not to the salvation of your soul. The world will pass away, that is, you won't be able to take anything belonging to the world across into the kingdom of the beyond. You only ever chase after dead commodities, and therefore you will be repeatedly made aware of the world's fleeting nature. Again and again you will hear of accidents and all kinds of disasters, again and again you will have to suffer the loss of human lives, and again you will ask yourselves why a God of love allows this to happen. The God of love wants to win you for himself. He wants to make you blissfully happy, and therefore he wants you to turn your thoughts to him. My love alone is the reason for everything that affects you badly. For you will go astray again for an infinitely long time if you don't remember me. And only for this reason I reveal myself to you and also intervene harshly and painfully if you ignore my loving admonitions and warnings. For I don't want you to go astray. I still want to save you before the end and protect you from a far worse fate, from the new banishment into the creations of earth, which will be inevitable if you don't find me before the end of the earth. Amen.